This is Senator Al Simpson. The Democrats are up to their old tricks, creating those costly new entitlement programs. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, a bipartisan compromise produced some thoughtful catastrophic health legislation. I supported it. Now we must turn to the pressing issue of long-term care. But Democrats want to steamroll a long-term home care bill, a five-year, $30 billion budget buster, without any review by the congressional committees with the appropriate jurisdiction. Long-term care needs to be given proper consideration by Congress, but the bill pushed by House Democrats didn't even address nursing home care. It was a shameful election year ploy to create false hope for the elderly. Rush job election year politics isn't a brand new way to bust the budget, but all too often it works. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed this time, and the bill was tossed out by the House.
Shame on you, Al, and shame on the Republican Party. Your colleagues in the House ganged up on 30 million senior citizens. They mugged Claude Pepa. They voted down his landmark bill to expand Social Security and protect the elderly against the high cost of long-term care. No senior citizen should have the fear of chronic illness compounded by the crushing cost of long-term care. Families are literally praying for help, Al, and the Pepper bill is the answer to their prayers. You Republicans have never liked Social Security, Al. You're still fighting Franklin Roosevelt. You're forever trying to slash benefits. You're dead wrong on the Pepper bill, Al. It's no budget buster. It's self-financing. It pays for every dime of long-term care without adding one red cent to the federal deficit. Lay low for a while, Al, before a senior citizen mugs you for mugging Claude Pepa. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.